After assembling the most powerful army in the world, failing to win a war against a middle power, causing oil and gas prices to skyrocket, and delivering incoherent speeches, the golfer from Mar-a-Lago shamelessly admits to being stunned by the Iranian response, which was entirely predictable, and now calls for help from his allies whom he was insulting just yesterday. And they reply to him, "You didn't consult anyone, you have no plan, and we have no reason to follow you blindly into the fog." Trump, the only elephant in the world who walks around with his own China shop, now has no choice but between two equally bad options: to withdraw shamefully, pretending, without convincing anyone, that he has achieved his objectives, or to trigger an escalation with results that have been known in advance since Vietnam, Iraq, or Afghanistan. A quagmire, and in the end, a disgraceful departure, leaving the field open at the time to the communists, to Daesh, or to the Taliban.